Welcome back to Hoops Talk with Saul Morgenstern. Thank you for listening today to my radio podcast. So today's episode will be a bit different than usual. I had a bit of an illness. I was not able to get into the studio that I normally record at. So I had some friends and family and random strangers call in and leave messages for me. And I'm going to let you hear their messages about the basketball season, the upcoming NBA season, and then I'm going to respond as if I was talking to them, giving you my take and my opinions on these teams. Okay, so you're going to hear my cousin Gene, who's calling in from Silver Spring, Maryland, about the Wizards, and you're going to hear my nephew David, who's calling in from Florida, talk about the Heat. And you're also going to hear a new caller, Rico, a guy who works in Orlando, Florida at the airport, and he's calling in about the Magic. Okay, so that's your intro. And again, thanks for listening to my radio podcast. And so excited for the upcoming season. It starts in just a few days. Can't wait. Can't wait for the tip-off. Okay, so here we go. Hey Saul, this cousin Gene calling from Silver Spring, Maryland about my Wizards. I'm just calling to talk about the Wizards and the upcoming season. And I know a lot of people are pretty down on the Wizards with John Wall's injury. And, they have speculation about Bradley Beal being traded and what might happen with his team. And it's low morale. There's low morale around the Wizards. But I want to tell you about my underdog for the season, Ish Smith. I think Ish is supremely talented. I think Ish, even though he's so diminutive in stature, I think Ish has the potential to average 10 assists a game. I mean, he's such a water bug. He moves so quickly around the court. Splish, splash, splish, splash. He moves so fast. I love Ish. I want to know if you agree that Ish could have a big difference, make a big difference for the Wizards this year, maybe approaching the eighth spot in the East. Okay, so be well. Mazel tov. Okay, so that was Cousin Gene calling in about the Wizards. And Cousin Gene has been, just a diehard Wizards fan. Ever since they really blossomed with the Bernard King days. I mean, that's my cousin Gene. He's also 90 years old. I mean, he's 7 years older than me. He's 90 years old, so you can kind of hear in his voice. He's a longtime Wizards fan. I mean, he was already almost retired when the ABA turned to the NBA and we had the merger. But anyway, my response to cousin Gene talking about the Wizards. Let's see it. Okay, so first off, Ish Smith is a delightful player. I think waterbug's a good description for Ish. He's little, but he's amazingly elusive. Nobody can stay in front of Ish, right? So offensively, he creates havoc. He gets in the little nooks and crannies and he finds his way to the paint. And he dishes it out and he drops the passes and the pocket passes. Ish is going to help the Wizards, let's be honest. He will help the Wizards, and they're thin at point guard. They lost Satoransky to the Bulls, and that was an underrated move for the Bulls. He lost Satoransky. And pardon the background noise. You can hear the echo down the hill. There's some kind of emergency. I hope everyone's okay down there. So anyway, Ish, I think asking for 10 assists, from Ish is a lot. I think you can more reasonably expect somewhere in the vicinity of 5 or 6 assists per night from Ish. Bradley Beal will appreciate Ish's, quick pace, because Bradley loves the fast breaking. Ish is a great
in between, you know? He's a great placeholder for John Wall. And boy, the Wizards are going to struggle. I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, I like the rookie a little bit if his knee's okay. I like Ichimura, I believe is his name. Japanese-American, I believe. Played at Gonzaga for a year or two, maybe more. I'm not sure. But yeah, the Wizards are going to struggle. Ish is a bright spot. For Cousin Gene, I'm glad he gets Ish because he needs something to cheer for. Will Bradley Beal be traded is the question that Scott Brooks and the Wizards front office will be wondering all year. Because really, what are you going to do with this team? You know, Bradley Beal is just toiling away in the suburbs of D.C., you know. It's just not going to end well for him there. He needs a new place to go, and he needs a teammates that can help him win. I'm sorry, but John Wall, there's just too much going on there with John Wall. I'm not 100% sure he loves playing basketball, but he's you know, he's a crazy talented point guard, very, very fast, you know. Anyway, I'll just end it there. Cousin Gene, good luck to your Wizards. I hope they win, you know, 25 games so it's not so miserable every night for you. Okay, over there. All right. Mazel tov.
Hi, Saul. This is your nephew David from Boca. I'm just calling talk about the Heat. I wanted to get on your show, Saul. I appreciate all the work you do with Hoops Talk and all the guidance you've had over the years. My love of basketball. It's a nice morning here in Boca. It's about 82 degrees, sunny day. I'm looking forward to the start of the season. The thing about my Heat and... So my first question, Saul, if you could answer, would be Bam Adebayo. What are we talking about for ceiling for Bam Adebayo? Are we talking about maybe 10 boards, 2 blocks? I'm thinking about Bam. I know he's a good, he can rotate. He can play the 4, the 5, 3. He can guard everybody. He's full of energy. He's tenacious. I feel like Bam's got a good athletic NBA body. He's ready to bang. I just, you know, no more white side, so I'm just a little wondering about Bam. Is he tall enough? Is he strong enough? Is he going to be making the center that the Heat need this year? My other question, this guy Tyler Herro, makes me think of heroin. I don't know. The name Herro is very strange, but I think it's Tyler Herro. What's his deal? You know, if he can be what they need defensively. I mean, if we're a defensive unit like Spo likes, what can Herro bring defensively? I know he's a pretty good shooter. You know, he's 5 threes in the preseason game, and you know, he's got good potential. I'm just wondering, you think he can be what they need defensively to really get the minutes and rotation minutes? Yeah. And one other question, Saul, just in general about the NBA season. Are you coming down to Florida this year? Because me and my wife, Susie, are going to host Thanksgiving, and we were wondering if you were coming for Thanksgiving. And sometimes you've come, and I don't know if you've been on your email lately. I didn't receive a response when I asked you if you're coming. So, yeah, just let us know, and go Heat.
Okay, that was my nephew David in Boca Raton calling about the Heat. And so first let me respond to the Thanksgiving invite before I forget that. David, thank you so much for the invite. Like I mentioned, I had an illness recently. I was not checking emails. Thank you for the invitation. And yes, I do plan to make it down there for Thanksgiving, barring any unforeseen illnesses or anything like that. Okay, so yes. Maybe we can even catch a heat game over there when I'm down there. That would be nice. All right, let's talk about Bam Adebayo. Bam is phenomenally talented, very athletic big man. Now, I'm just not sure Spoelstra knows who he's going to play from night to night. He has a deep roster of versatile players. He's got A little thin on the bigs, though. He's got Adebayo and Kelly Olynyk. And Kelly Olynyk is not going to block your shot. Kelly Olynyk's not going to alter your shot. I mean, he's going to sink some threes. He's going to stretch the D a little bit. But Kelly Olynyk, he's not the presence you need underneath. You know, he's kind of just throw his arms around, you know, throw his arms out there and try to jump and make you hit his chest, you know. He's going to foul out again. Let's face it. He's going to foul out against Karl-Anthony Towns if he were to play more than 10 minutes. All right. Well, now, yes, Karl-Anthony Towns, he makes a lot of people look foolish, but it wouldn't be pretty. Let's just say that if it was Kelly Olynyk out there. So, yeah, you need Bam Adebayo. You need 25 to 30 minutes out of Bam Adebayo. He hasn't had that kind of experience on the court for a prolonged amount of time. So this is an experiment. Noah's on Whiteside. And I'm sure the whole Heat front office has breathed a sigh of relief, because it's just a Whiteside is another one. You just so talented, so tall. Not sure he was ever gonna figure it out. You know, he kind of figured it out for a few months, and then he went back to not really, you know, playing within the offense and complaining a bit here and there. And so anyway, now they have Bam. I think he's gonna have stretches of very consistent defensive play that they'll appreciate. Jimmy Butler will appreciate it. I'm sure Jimmy Butler's going to buy Bam Adebayo a few dinners this year, right? But yeah, let's not get over excited for Bam Adebayo. Let's see what he can do for a month at that with the extended minutes before we call him the next Rodman or somebody, you know? Okay. And on to Tyler Herro. You mentioned Herro. I don't see more than 10 minutes a game out of Herro. I know people are excited about the offense, but the defense is not there. And Spo, in the bigger moments, he'll rely on Derek Jones Jr. and James Johnson and Justice Winslow. Tyler Herro, as a rookie, will not be getting big minutes unless the Heat are for some reason, some Butler injury or something, way out of the picture. If they're really just trying to develop the future, then yes, Tyler Herro's part of that equation. And that's it for the Heat.
Hey, Saul, this is Rico, working at the Orlando airport. I'm on my break, and I'm calling to ask you questions about the Orlando Magic's upcoming season. I'm a big fan of Jonathan Isaac. I think Isaac could be the next Kawhi Leonard. What do you think? Does he have that top-tier potential that I see? Also, question about the Vooch. My friend, he's like, yo, Vooch is never going to do what he did last year. That was a one-time, one season only. I want you, Saul, to tell my friend, nope, this is the new Vooch. It doesn't matter. He's a late bloomer. He's going to be fine. Another question I had was about Michael Carter Williams. Personally, I don't see how Michael Carter Williams is going to do anything for the Magic. I feel like he peaked in college. I feel like the NBA knows he can't shoot, and they just sag off him so far. He's like a worse version of Rondo, like a much, much worse version of Rondo that never had, you know, anything like Rondo's top seasons. And he doesn't have the passing ability of Rondo, so he's, I don't even know. He's just like Rondo, but not good at all, you know? So that's my take on Michael Carter Williams. Maybe you can prove me he's better than that. Maybe this year he can prove me he's better than that, but right now I'm like, nope. I'm also, one more question, Saul, about Aaron Gordon. I see Aaron Gordon, I see him try to make plays off the ball. And it's like he's trying to be someone he's not. And I'm trying to ask, who does he think he is? Does he think he's Magic? Because he ain't Magic. You know, he doesn't have that kind of vision. You know, he doesn't have great handles, he has decent handles, you know. I like that he's trying to do something because they don't have a playmaking point guard unless Markelle Fultz suddenly blooms into this beautiful orchid, you know, because right now Markelle Fultz is more like a daffodil or something, you know. But yeah, okay. My shift's almost over. My break's almost over. I gotta get back to work anyway. So I'll take it easy. Catch you on the flip side.
Welcome back to Hoops Talk with Saul Morgan Stern. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Orlando Magic. Thank you, Rico, for calling in this week. All right, Rico at the Orlando airport helping do something at the Orlando airport. Maybe he's helping getting the luggage into the compartments. Maybe he's helping check people's bags. Maybe he's at the ticket counter saying, have a nice flight. I don't know. But anyway, thanks for calling in, Rico. Let's talk about the Magic. Let's start with Aaron Gordon. Because really, Vucevic and Gordon are the two, you know, pillars of the Magic right now. And they had a nice season last year. Let's congratulate the Magic on lifting themselves up, you know, out of the swamp, the quagmire that is, you know, the 9th, 10th, 12th, you know, seed in the East. Let's congratulate them for winning 42 games and getting into the playoffs and then showing pretty solidly for themselves in the playoffs. You can be proud of that, Magic fans. I know there's some of you out there. You could be proud of that, other than Rico. And yeah, you had a nice season. You're playing defense. That's all good. On the right trajectory. Question is, can they make a further step past that 8th seed and past 40 wins? You know, can they get to 50? Right now, you know, they took Markelle Fultz. They took a chance on him. It wasn't a big cost. So it was a smart move, you might say. It was a pretty smart move. What can they expect, you know, from Fultz? Like Rico said, is he just a daffodil, you know, or can he become an orchid? Or is he, you know, more like a rose? Maybe he's not so rare as an orchid. I mean, orchids are tough to grow and they're tough to maintain, and they're beautiful, but they're so delicate. Maybe orchid's right for Fultz. Maybe rose, maybe Derek Gordon, maybe Aaron Gordon is the rose we're talking about here. But can Aaron Gordon find that happy medium between playmaking, defensive lockdown, perimeter defense? Can he do everything that Steve Clifford needs for the Magic to move to that next step? Can he make his teammates better? I think the jury's still out on it, and I'm not sure we're going to get a decision this year. You know, I'm not sure we'll get a verdict on Aaron Gordon's ability to pump those teammates up into that, you know, crunch time level of success that they're going to need to beat the good teams. Because it's one thing to beat the bad teams. It's one thing to get to 40 wins in the East. It's a whole nother thing to get to 50 and to hope for a second round series. So what can they expect? I think they can expect about 43 to 45 wins again. I think they can hope that they catch, you know, a team other than Philly or Milwaukee. I think they're probably hoping they could get the 6th seed realistically, or maybe the 5th. Face the Celtics maybe. Maybe face the Heat if the Heat are really, you know, prime season from Butler and all that. But I think it's more likely they just fall into that 6, 7, 8 spot, and they, you know, they give it a good nice effort and then bow out 6 games or 5 games the first round again. All right, that's it for the Magic.